Welcome to Body Sculpt of New York, 6 weeks to fitness podcast, where we hope to inform, motivate, encourage, and inspire you towards living a healthier lifestyle. And now, here's your host, the president of Body Sculpt of New York, Vince Ferguson.
Hi, I'm Vince Ferguson. Welcome to 6 Weeks to Fitness, episode number 27. Thank you so much for tuning in. Now, if you know of anyone in need of personal training, group fitness instruction, or nutrition counseling, please contact me at vince@sixweeks.com or call 718-346-5852. Now, in this episode, I will be joined by Chivy Williams, founder of Leading by Example, a community-based organization located in Charlotte, North Carolina. Chivy will share her personal journey towards living a healthier lifestyle and what motivated her to start her community-based organization, Leading by Example. Now, remember the words of Pope John XXIII, who said, "Consult not your fears, but your hopes and your dreams. Think not about your frustrations, but about your unfulfilled potential. Concern yourself not with what you tried and failed in, but with what is still possible for you to do." And now that's worth thinking about. Welcome back to 6 Weeks to Fitness. Chivy Williams is the founder of Leading by Example, a community-based organization based in Charlotte, North Carolina, whose mission is to teach the leaders of the church, community, businesses, and schools the importance of living a healthy lifestyle. Chivy received her bachelor's degree in elementary education at Western Illinois University, a master's degree in instructional systems technology at the University of North Carolina, and a second master's degree in theological studies at Hood Theological Seminary in Salisbury, North Carolina. She is a certified women's fitness and nutrition specialist through the National Association of Sports Medicine, NASM. Certified first aid CPR AED through the American Heart Association. She's written her first book, which will be published at the beginning of next year, and she even started a Facebook group page that is open for anyone to join that focuses on all areas of health and wellness. She was also one of the featured stories of the Black Weight Loss Success website on August 2nd, 2014. I am pleased to welcome Chivy to our program. Chivy, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
How's it going in North Carolina?
It's going good. I'm just happy it's not freezing cold.
Oh, I hear that. Well, in New York, it's freezing cold, okay? But before we discuss the wonderful work that you're doing with Leading by Example, let's talk about your story, Chivy. Tell me, what led you down this road to improving your health?
Well, when I was around in fourth grade, I was diagnosed with a learning disability. I don't know exactly what the title of that was, what it was, but my doctor told my mom that if I became physically active, I had a chemical imbalance that it would help with the chemical imbalance. And so there's where I first started with my fitness. So I started on the softball team in elementary school. In high school, I then joined the swimming team, which lasted for only one season. And then also my freshman year through my senior year, I was on the gymnastics team. And so doing these different sports really did help me to remember information that I was not remembering. And so I just continued with that. I went to college. And when I went to college, although my first experience with lifting weights was in high school, while on the gymnastics team, I started to really start lifting weights in college because I needed something to keep going. And I wanted to stay fit, but my main concern was my memorization and the chemical imbalance. And so I said, well, I better keep, when you go to college, you feel like you do whatever you want to do. But for me, the option was to continue to work out because of this chemical imbalance. And so that's what I did and just had continued on from there. had my ups and downs, had some times where I took some very long breaks, as probably many listeners have done in the past.
Yes.
I started, once I graduated from college, that's when I started doing more cardio. I then started going to the Y, not really running quite yet, but doing a little bit of running and playing racquetball. I loved racquetball.
Okay.
Playing racquetball, and just continued on from that point. And I would say 2005. So up to this point, between graduating from college in 96 and up to 2005, I was always working out, staying active, not very consistent. At some points, I was very consistent for like maybe a couple years, and then I would fall off. But in 2005, I had become pregnant. And after the delivery, I was able to come back down and get back to kind of my normal weight, which was 140.
Okay. Right.
So, I did that after that pregnancy. Then I really was inconsistent. I was up and down, but still stayed in my weight. 2011, I became pregnant again, and I think I was 38. And so I was thinking, once I delivered, my body would just, you know, kind of do like it did before.
Snap right
and
back.
Snap right back. But to my surprise, it was not going quite as I wanted it to go. So, you know, I had gotten up to 177 pounds being pregnant. I had gotten back down to 150. You know, and for some people that's great. They would probably be like, oh, that's really good. You did a really good job. Because
right.
I had never been over 148. You know, my goal was to like get back under 150 and back to 148. And, so at that point I just started kind of working out, doing different, you know, P90X and going to the gym, but eating whatever I still wanted to eat. I mean, I was a McDonald's junkie. I mean, like,
really?
Yeah, I was probably eating McDonald's. Out of 7 days a week, I would probably say 5 days a week, I was eating McDonald's.
Wow.
I was eating a lot of McDonald's. And so, I looked at myself one time and I just looked at my stomach. You know, a lot of people have, like, I have this kind of stomach complex and always have had it. And I just hated it. I hated the way it looked. I really did. I said, you know, this has got to go.
Yes.
So I decide, I had done all these other programs and I've done all of the workout routines. I just never followed a meal plan, the meal plan.
Ah, I see.
Yes. And so, of course, what I've learned, which is the most important, one of the most important things you can do.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
So in 2013, December 3rd, 2013, I was looking for something to do. I found Tiffany Roth workouts online. She had workouts and she also gave you a meal plan. So I said, you know, this time I'm going to do all these workouts and I am actually going to do the meal plan. I'm going to follow this meal plan to a T to see if it works. And so, you know, it's almost like a test. You know, I'm going to test to make sure to see if this works or not.
Right. Okay.
That's what I did. And within 3 months, I had lost 22 pounds. So I had gone from when I started, I was 149. I had taken a picture. I was 149. I had lost 22 pounds. And so I was excited. You know, my stomach had gone flat. I have a picture of when I was 27 and my stomach was flat and kind of some definition. I was like, oh, I want to get back to that.
Exactly.
You know, now I look better than that.
What? Now you look better than you did at 27.
Yeah.
Really?
So.
And you said you lost 22 pounds in 3 months.
I lost 22 pounds in 3 months. Just changing
awesome.
The way I ate. And of course the exercise, but I didn't do anything drastic. I just followed a meal plan, you know, which incorporated a lot of fresh fruits, hot veggies.
Okay.
Steamed veggies. I've never, let's see, in high school, no, in college, I stopped eating beef and pork.
You cut out the beef and the pork?
Yeah. So I cut that out in college in 91. When I went to college, I stopped doing that. In high school, I stopped adding salt to my food. My parents both had high blood pressure.
Yes.
So my sister and I both decided when we were younger, we are not adding salt to our food. We didn't want to have high blood pressure. So
right. You know, salt can cause water retention. It can cause high hypertension, high blood pressure.
Exactly. And so for me, I've always eaten a lot of fish and a lot of baked, you know, a lot of chicken, fried chicken, unfortunately. But when I started doing chicken breast, baked chicken breast, and baked fish.
Ah,
steamed veggies. Not a lot of carbs, but you know, dinner, never any carbs, just a protein and vegetables.
Okay.
So my carbs were either at breakfast, like oatmeal. Sometimes I might have brown rice for breakfast. And in lunch. And so I did that. I couldn't believe, you know, I couldn't believe the outcome of it. You know, I was so surprised. So one of the things I did, no one suggested that I do this. I decided, you know, for every 4 weeks, because the program was every 4 weeks and then we would do something else. So in the very 4 weeks, I will take a picture of myself.
Okay. Every 4 weeks.
Every 4 weeks. At the end of the 4 weeks, I'll take a picture of myself. And also at the end of every 4 weeks, when I would start week one, we would do a 5-day, cleanse that just consisted of raw vegetables and fresh fruits. That was it for 5 days.
Wow. Nice. Okay. Yeah. Very good.
I said every 4 weeks, I'm going to take a picture. And it was so funny because I would take these pictures in a bikini. And I've always had a complex, so I've never really wore them in public or showed anybody. But I would take a picture, and every 4 weeks I would take one. And so I would post them on her website just for us to, you know, for people to see. Here's my progress. And one day someone said, you know, it's time for you to buy a new swimming suit. Those are too big. And it's funny because as you're losing weight, you never realize that your clothes are too big until they're falling off.
Exactly. You're actually losing inches as well.
Right. So I'm losing all these inches as well as losing the weight. So the smallest I had gone down to was 127 pounds. And in this process, a lot of people were saying, you should stop losing weight. You're getting too small. You know, a lot of times people are used to seeing you a certain size. Yes. So once you get to like a certain size to them, it's like, you're getting too small. You know, I hate to say it, but you know, some people be like, you look like you're doing crack. You just.
Oh no.
So I said, even I had to tell my husband because he was like, no, you're just losing everything. And
oh no.
Yeah. And I said, you know, I'm going to do this until I get to where I want to be. I know what I'm doing because I had been lifting weights for so many years. So I said, okay, I'm not going to pay any attention to them.
Right.
You know, because I need to do what's going to make me happy.
Exactly. It was going to make you happy.
Right. It wasn't about them. It was about me.
Yes.
And so I decide, okay, I'm going to keep going till I got to where I liked what I looked like in the mirror. And once I hit 127, I said, okay, that's too little. For me, it was too little because I graduated high school at 128.
I said, okay,
I'm going to stop here. And now I'm going to build my weight back up, but through exercise and through lifting weights and, you know, I'll build it back up to that point. So now I'm at about 137.
Oh, okay.
Is my maintenance weight. And I don't mind going up in weight as long as it's not fat. So I could be 140, 145 as long as it's muscle and not fat.
That's true. Very good.
Yeah. So that is basically how I kind of got started. I'm big into motivating people. And so it's so people may not think, but me motivating others actually keeps me motivated.
Okay. So it helps you when you're helping others.
Right. So me motivating other people and saying, oh, you're doing such a great job. And, you know, me posting my pictures, although on my pictures, I probably look the same all the time. But for me, it's just tracking my progress, you know, showing other people, hey, you can do this also.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, what got me too was when you told me at the very beginning of the story how you were diagnosed with a chemical imbalance, and your doctor recommended to your mom that she would involve you in an exercise program. Some doctors today would recommend they put you on medication.
Right.
So that was quite impressive that a doctor would say, no, your child just needs to exercise. That would help her. And that's amazing because it did help you.
Right, and it did, and I think that's what's really missing in our society today. You know,
yes.
Just stop trying to put our kids and stop trying to put yourself on all this medication.
Yes.
What you have to do is eat healthy. No one's saying that you have to eat healthy 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, no one's saying
right,
that.
Yes.
But you have to change what you're eating. You have to change what you're drinking and your children. And it would be such a big difference in just everybody's lives.
Oh, most definitely.
And medication sometimes can be worse on the body.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah.
You're
right. The side effects from medication alone can cause other problems
right.
to arise. So, and by eating healthy, and that leads me to my next question, because I know you're lifting weights and you change the way you eat. How important would you say nutrition has been in helping you to achieve your fitness goals?
Oh, it has been the number one thing in reaching my goals. You know, I've always wanted to have, I don't have necessarily a flat stomach. Like my sister works out also, and her stomach kind of concaves in.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. So her stomach is like super flat. I have a little pouch, probably just from being pregnant and just because that's just how my body is probably shaped. But I've always wanted to have that definition where you can look at me and say, oh, yes, she works out. I can see some definition in her stomach. So I've always had this kind of goal. And once I started eating healthy, you know, with the fresh fruits, the veggies, I eat five times a day. Of course, not big meals, but I eat five times a day, which keeps your metabolism revved up. And helps you to continue to lose weight. So all of those, that just really helped. And I tell people, and I've seen it so many times where they say, you know, abs are made in the kitchen, which is so true. You know, what you eat, you have to get rid of, and it doesn't matter how many crunches you do, how many sit-ups you do, how much ab work you do, you have to get rid of that layer of fat over your muscle. And in order to do that, you cannot keep eating fat.
Exactly.
You're gonna get rid of the fat, that layer of fat. It's just not going to work that way.
Exactly. Because we're always telling people that, you know, a flat stomach is made in the kitchen. It's what you eat. That makes all the difference, you know?
Yes.
Really. And you're proof positive that it works. And now tell us about your exercise training, your training program. What do you do when you go to the gym?
Hey, so what I do is I actually go to the gym 3 days a week. I actually work out 6 days a week. So let me say that. But I go to the gym 3 days a week. And because I'm still a part of Tiffany Roth, I do that 3 days a week, which is more cardio 3 days. But when I'm in the gym, for example, on Monday, I'm just coming off of a challenge. So when I do a challenge, I don't go to the gym, but Monday I'll be back in the gym. And so on Monday I will do legs, and another muscle group. I can't think right now what it is. But usually I usually do two muscle groups. And I usually do on Saturday, I go Monday, Tuesdays and Saturdays. And Saturdays I usually do three muscle groups, to make sure I'm hitting all of the groups, but I lift weights. I do free weights.
Okay. Good.
And so I'll do squats, I'll do walking lunges for legs, I'll do hamstring curls. And depending on what gym that people go to, you may have to buy your own equipment. So for example, I bought some I don't know what these things are called, but they go around your ankle and you can hook the like the cable to them. And so I'll do glute exercises with that or hamstrings with that. Just to give an idea of some of the legwork that I do. And, so for example, for bicep curls.
Right.
I'll do bicep hammer curls. For triceps, I like to do bench dips, where you, put your arms on the bench and you dip down.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
For the triceps.
Yeah, for triceps. I also put my feet up on a second bench.
Okay.
I then This gets a little difficult when you're in there by yourself because I don't have a workout partner, but I'll put a 45 plate on my legs with my feet up on the bench.
Yeah, that's kind of difficult without a partner. Yeah. Trust me.
No, but I'll do dips that way. I do push-ups.
Wow. You know,
I try to do pull-ups.
Yes. Okay.
So I do those, you know, different. And I do ab work. So I'm always switching up ab work, you know, planks, and I'll get stuff off of YouTube and I'll just, I think I'm going to try and do that. And I'll do some ab work. I bench press, not a lot of weight. But I do some bench pressing, some, flies. And so, you know, that's what I do in the gym. I also run probably twice a week, once or twice a week.
You run.
I run. Okay. Yeah. I do intervals on the treadmill.
On the treadmill.
Yes.
Okay. And that's interval training.
Yes. I don't do a straight run. I do interval training on treadmill. I'll do a straight run outside once a week. Usually on Saturday, I'll run outside when it's warm out, nice out. The other days I'll do the bike, I'll bike, and I'll also run on a treadmill.
Excellent. Well, you have a well-rounded routine. That's excellent. So you're probably hitting each muscle like twice a week.
Yes.
Which is great. Now, let me ask you this. Now, this brings me to my next question. Some women are afraid to lift weights. I would say most women. What are your thoughts about that?
I've heard women say that, you know, they're afraid they're going to have big muscles if they lift weights. And that is not true. I mean, there are so many women out there that actually lift weights and they are very small. They're small.
Yes.
I'm not big at all. Like I said, I weigh 137 pounds. What you can see from when I lift weights is that I have definition. So my arms are defined and I have women, like someone said to me in the gym today, she was like, oh, you know, I'm working on my arms. I'm trying to get my arms to look like yours. And you know, for me, that feels really good because I actually had saw a woman one day and I said, oh, I want my triceps to look like that.
Oh, really?
And so it's not about you getting big.
No.
You know, it's about you being toned and you have a little definition. You don't have to look like a female bodybuilder.
Right.
To lift weights, you know.
Yes.
You can look like a Victoria's Secret angel and lift weights. You can look like someone, just the average person that you just see in the gym and say, oh, I want to look like that. Because they don't, you know, like, you can see that they work out. You can see that they're toned, but they may not be competing. So they're not at that level, but they look really nice. They have shaped legs. They have a nice glutes. They have nice looking arms, you know? And so lifting weights is going to take you to that next level where you want to be.
Hmm. And also it's good to remember that lifting weights will help you burn fat even faster.
Yes.
Right? Because you're building lean muscle and lean muscle burns fat much more efficiently than obviously fat. So that's why lifting weights is more beneficial. And plus also lifting weights, you actually, When you build lean muscle, that means that you're actually losing inches, okay?
Right.
Because, you know, muscle takes up less space than fat, mm-hmm. right? So that's why you get that sculpted look. And the other point is women don't have the same amount of testosterone that men have. Men have testosterone that causes them to get the bigger, the larger muscles, you know? So I tell women, don't worry. You don't have the testosterone that men have. You're not going to get big.
Right.
Okay, but you'll become more sculpted, more tight, more toned, and more appealing, more attractive. If that's what you want. So to hear someone like you talk about how weight training has helped you and to sculpt your body, to build lean muscle, in addition to your eating healthy, you're at the perfect weight where you want to be right now.
And I think women also have to realize, you know, and something that women don't think about is the older we get, the more we start to lose bone density. And so lifting weights helps with that.
Good point, Jim.
It helps.
Good point.
With, you know.
Good point. Very good. Now, do you take supplements?
This is what I take. I take a prenatal vitamin. I take a baby aspirin and I take biotin. Those are the only things I take. I have not been pregnant in years since 2011, but the prenatal vitamins have a lot of beneficial vitamins in them.
I see. Okay.
And so even, you know, you can have, it has omega-3s in them.
Which is good for you,
right,
yes.
Right, which is very good. It has, and one pill is like 10 calories, but it has vitamin B6, it has folic acid in it, zinc, omega-3s, vitamin D3, so it, vitamin A, has beta-carotene in it. Just
yes.
Those are really good vitamins for you. So the other thing is, for me personally, when I stopped taking them before, and I was pregnant the first time, my hair started shedding. So I said, you know,
is that right?
I think I'll just keep taking these. It's not
really. So it actually helps your hair as well.
Right. So I was like, I'll just keep taking them. It's not going to do me any harm. Now the baby aspirin I take because for both of my pregnancies, I actually lost both of my sons at 34 weeks. And so when I had gone to the doctor, he said, well, the second time the doctor said, I think you had a blood clot. And so if you take baby aspirin, that will help with, you know, the thinning of your blood.
Yes.
And so that's what I do. That's why I do that. But, you know, baby aspirin are not bad. You know, people who have had heart attacks, for example,
right.
I do believe their doctors suggest they take a baby aspirin.
Yes.
And biotin, yes. I just take for hair and nails. Anything else I just get from my fruits and vegetables.
And therein, that's the key. By eating as healthy as possible, you get most of all the vitamins and nutrients that you need.
Right. And the one thing that people should realize also is when you're cooking your vegetables, the best thing to do is to eat them raw. If you're going to cook them, steam them. Because when you boil them, then you boil all the vegetables, I mean, the vitamins out of them.
Exactly.
So you don't, you know, you flash boil and take them right out, but you don't want to really boil them. For example, when we eat greens at Thanksgiving.
Exactly. That's true. You know, you said a lot of valuable things here today. And let me ask you though, I know you're also a trainer, right? Through the National Academy of Sports Medicine. So do you have quite a few clients?
Actually, right now I don't. I've had some. My schedule is really, really busy because I work full time also. And so trying to, you know, have clients that want to meet you more than once or twice or three times a week can be really difficult time wise, with trying to work full time and doing the leading by example. And
yes.
So sometimes you have to cut some things back.
you're right. But now I'm glad you mentioned leading by example. That brings us to the discussion about this organization. Now, is this a not-for-profit organization?
It is not. And it was hard for me to decide, actually, if it should be or if it should be for profit or not. It took me months. And so I actually decided for it to be a not-for-profit. Profit. But one of the things I am going to be checking into, because I'm not quite sure how I can get it to work, but doing something for the church where it's more like a nonprofit. Although I do have a nonprofit also. So that's where I was kind of torn in between trying to decide on should it be for profit, should it be for, you know, not profit. So right now it's profit. It's a profit.
Okay. So right now it's set up as a for-profit company.
Right.
Okay. But now where did you get the name Leading by Example? What was the purpose? What was the reason for that?
Okay. So I have to remember, and it's not like it has been very long. I would basically say I got the name back in May of this year.
Okay.
And I think I don't know if I had been asleep. But, you know, God moves in mysterious ways.
Yes.
That's where the name came from. I mean, it literally God had given me the name Leading by Example.
Really?
Yes. And so I said, okay. I remember, I think I was laying in the bed and I said, oh, Leading by Example. That makes so much sense to me. Because you want to, when you're talking about living a healthy lifestyle and eating and exercising, you want to lead by example. You want others to follow what you're doing.
Yes.
To better their health. And so that's kind of where all of that started.
Yeah, but it's great because, again, you are setting an example. You are a role model, right?
Right.
And if you want people to follow you, you have to be that example that they want to follow.
Right.
So when you said, when I read leading by example, I'm like, and I hear your story, you know, you are the person, you are the one that they're following. So it's great. You're leading by example. You're showing them the way.
Right.
You know, so I thought that was a wonderful name for the company. And whether you make it a not-for-profit or not, you know, totally up to you. But with not-for-profits, obviously, as you know, you can draw on some of those donations and contributions, and, you know, it might be easier to get support for what you're doing and to link up with other organizations. So, you know, but that's something for you to think about down the road.
Right.
Right. Now, let me ask you, how many people are in your organization or in the company? Or is it just you?
Just me.
Okay. It's just you for now.
It's just me for right now. Yes.
Oh, okay. And again, as you go further, you'll decide if you want to bring in other principals, other people to be a part of it. And if you set it up as a not-for-profit, then you'll have a board of directors, or you'll get your bylaws together. You'll do all kinds of things, you know. But again, the main thing is that you have it in place. And now, are you actually going into churches now and schools and community organizations?
My big thing is next year is to really go into different businesses. And one of the things I have found difficult, and I have reached out to churches, you know, just to come in and speak, and it has been almost like a closed door.
Is that right?
Which is really, really strange to me. Now, I do have one that I will be going to here in South Carolina next year. But it has been very
challenging.
It has been very challenging, to say the least.
Really?
Which is very strange, but it has been.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just wait for God to open a door. And so in January, I will be at a health, I'll have a booth at a health and fitness expo.
Yes.
And so I'm definitely you know, in prayer that, you know, people will come by. I'm going to be having a giveaway where I actually can come out and speak for free.
Okay.
You know, to a business or an organization or to a church, they just drop their card.
Yes.
In the book.
Yes.
I'll pick one out. And so.
But that is so strange that you're saying that you offered to speak at churches, but it's been pretty much a uphill battle.
Mm-hmm.
And especially where I find that churches is where this message is so necessary.
Yes.
You see, the foods that we eat, those of us who are in church, is not the most healthiest, as you know.
Right.
And you know, I mean, the soul food that we call is the most unhealthy. And you look at the people in church and they are one step away from being diabetic.
Uh-huh.
Or if they're not already. So you would think that the church would be more than welcome, more than happy to have you come in and talk to their members about the importance of living a healthy lifestyle.
Correct. You would think so.
I would think so, you know, because, you know, your body's a temple.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a temple.
Right.
So come on, what are we doing? So keep me posted on that, because I would think that they would be more, would open their arms to you, but that's not the case. Interesting. Very interesting. But I like your name, Leading by Example. And I think that the more you do outreach, the more successful you're going to be. Just keep putting the word out, okay?
Yes, I will.
Because we need people like you to help, because, you know, we're all in this together. Whether I'm from New York, you're from North Carolina, we're all trying to do something to help people become healthier, because we only have one body, you know? And if you take care of your body will take care of you. I really truly believe that. Now, let me ask you another question. If my listeners wanted to find out more about you and what you're doing, can they follow you on Facebook or other social media?
Yes, they can follow me on Facebook. My group page, which is open to the public, anybody can join it, is Leading by Example, and it's the public group. You just have to make sure you choose the one. I think when it comes up in Facebook, it has a little apple next to it. Also, I am on Twitter.
Okay.
And my, I can be found at Twitter at Lead by Example US.
At Lead by Example US.
Yes.
Okay, great. Great.
And my website is leadingbyexample.us.
Ah, leadingbyexample.us. That's your website.
Yes, that's my website.
Perfect. Perfect. Now, what advice would you give anyone trying to lose weight and improve their health right now?
It's funny you ask, because someone, I was just talking to somebody at Thanksgiving, and she was asking, like, how can I get motivated to do what, you know, how can I get motivated to work out?
Right.
And she's like, I used to do it. I was doing it for 10 years. And I was doing it for so long. So my question to her was, what were you doing then to keep you going? And essentially what she said was, you know, she was married. She was doing it for her husband, and he passed away. And after he passed away, then she stopped. So my advice to anyone, one is to find what you like. If you do not like to lift weights, I would say eight times out of 10, you're going to stop. If
yes.
What you like to do, you might try. Let's say you say, oh, I've never lifted weights before. I want to go and try it. You try it. You love it. Then you keep doing it. But if you find that you don't like it, find what you do like. Maybe you're more of a class fit type person. Maybe you like to do Zumba and aerobics type exercises and dances and those things. If that's what you like, then you should do what you like, because that's what's going to keep you motivated to keep going.
Exactly.
If you like to walk, if you like to run, you know, you do what you like, and that's going to keep you going. Eating wise, I would say start off slow. This is what I tell people all the time. You don't have to complete, unless you want to completely cut everything out, which people don't. And I actually did. But if that's not what you know, that's hard for a lot of people to do. So gradually start cutting things out. Like, for example, if you drink soda, be it diet or regular, because diet is not good for you. People don't realize that, but diet soda is very bad.
Right.
So you drink soda. Let's say you drink 3-4 bottles of soda a day. So you say, okay, I'm going to start cutting back. So
yes, please.
Cutting back. Start off and say, okay, you drink 4 a day. Say, this week I'm only going to drink 3. You know, maybe in 3 days I'll cut back to only 2.
Right, okay.
in 3 more days, I'll cut back to having only 1. But you have to replace that with something. So start drinking green tea with honey. Not with sugar, but with honey, with a natural sweetener.
Yes.
Stevia.
Right, there you go.
Good water. Point. Start drinking your water is so important. And I have to tell people that I have a lot of, you know, I have my challenges, and one of my challenges is drinking enough water.
But okay.
Drink water. Drink your, you know, drink green tea, drink herbal tea in place of coffee, in place of your soda. When it comes to eating, you know, do the same thing. If you eat a lot of fried food, start cutting back.
Please.
Start replacing that stuff.
Yes.
Find vegetables you like. You'll be amazed. I was amazed at vegetables I didn't use. I never ate that I actually started liking.
Really?
Yes. And so you start eating, and then you start craving healthy food. It's healthy fruits and vegetables. And
yes.
After a while, you'll start craving those type of things. But you find the fruits and the vegetables that you like to eat. And so you start incorporating those, and, you know, you start eating smaller meals, but more meals throughout the day.
Hmm. Very good. Very good. So you advocate taking small steps as well.
Yes, I do. I would not. I think people, from my experience, that people have a hard time if you completely tell them, no, you can't have that. Don't stop eating that right now. You know, I think they find it very hard. And what I do, and I know there's different theories on this and different people, different opinions. I have a free day. When I first started, though, I actually ate healthy for 2 weeks. I'm on the 14th day. We had a free day. So for 13 days, I ate clean, meaning fresh fruits, vegetables, raw vegetables. And I ate like that for 13 days. And after I ate like that for 13 days, we were allowed to have a free day. The only thing is now you've cleaned your system out. You don't have all of that buildup in your body anymore. Your body's not used to it.
Yes.
So when you go to eat whatever you want, cake, pizza, whatever it is, you have to be careful because you will probably have a stomach ache.
Yeah, because your body wants to reject it. It's like, that's not food.
Right. So your body doesn't want that. But I tell people, you should either have a free meal, or like I said, I do a free day, but a free meal is fine. You know, I look at that as something, as a goal for the week, for you to say, okay, if I can eat like this for 6 days, then I have my reward and I can have whatever I want on that day. And a lot of times, even what I found is that there were certain things I just really did not want anymore. No, I don't really want fried chicken. You know, yeah. I might want a piece of cake, but I don't want fried chicken. There's certain things you'll be like, I don't want that for my free day. I actually want this. And I'm going to have a salad also, you know, or I'm going to eat these vegetables or I'm going to have this fruit. But you have that option, but you have something to work towards to say, okay, if I can, I might have this craving, and usually cravings last about 30 minutes. I have this craving, but if I can hold out, I can eat this on my free, for my free meal or my free day. And usually when you get to that day, you don't even want that.
You don't even want it. Isn't that something?
Right.
That's amazing. It's very good. Very good. Good advice. I like that. I like it very much. Now tell me, what are your current and future goals?
Well, right now, my goal really is to get more out into the community, to get back, you know, into businesses, and just to teach people what I have learned in such a short amount of time. Like I really started taking this serious in December of 2013, but I've learned so much along the way, that I think would just really benefit people, just from, you know, children up to adult.
Yes.
And so, you know, one of the things, I want to mention also is making sure people get enough sleep.
Okay. Very important.
Because that helps with weight loss.
Oh, yes.
Or weight gain. Either way.
Oh, weight gain. Sure. Weight gain.
But, you know, that's right now, that's my future goal. I plan on, like I said, in January, attending this expo, having a table, and getting more clients from that area, you know, from business cards and people signing up. And yes. Like I said, I'll be doing giveaways. I'm going to have one giveaway each day. It's a 2-day event. I'm going to have a giveaway where I'm going to have a bag, and it's going to be full of different things that you can do at home. Exercise routines, jump ropes, pedometer. So things along those lines. I'm going to make some shirts, because I am over 40, although people don't think so.
Yeah, you look great. You don't look like you're over 30.
Right. So I'm 41, but I forgot where I was going with that now, but.
Yeah, but you'll have t-shirts.
Okay, I'm going to have t-shirts made, and like I have a t-shirt that says fitting over 40, work in progress t-shirt.
Nice.
So, you know, just really trying to get people I'm going to really start selling t-shirts to advertise and get people excited and more motivated, you know, to do with this, live this healthy lifestyle.
Yes, yes, so, it sounds great.
Yeah, I really want, one of my major goals is to travel around the country.
Really?
Speaking. Not just in the U.S., but around the country, you know, because we have an obesity problem in the U.S., but.
Oh, yes, we do.
Yes. And so, but going to other countries and seeing, I want to be able to visit other countries, see what their health lifestyle is like. But everybody can, in any country, can learn how to live a better lifestyle, healthy lifestyle.
We all can be a little healthier wherever you go. So that's very important. And I can see that you have that desire to spread your message internationally.
Yes.
That's beautiful. That's great. So that's your future goals. And I can see that happening with you, you know. And remember to brand your, make sure whatever you do, you put the name of your company on the items that you give away, you know, brand yourself. Okay.
Yes, it will be, it had taken me a while, but I found, I am telling you, I'm excited because I found a great graphics designer. I found someone to do the shirts for me and making sure I put my logo, my graphics designer, she said, make sure the logo is on everything.
Exactly. Exactly. Very good. Good advice. You were wonderful today. I really enjoyed hearing from you. My listeners get a lot out of this. This is really great. And we hope to stay in touch, you know, with you and your company, you know, because again, you know, we're all in this together. So we need to help each other out any way we can. And we at Bodyscope of New York will definitely lend a hand to you. If you need advice, support, don't hesitate to let me know, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
So, and on behalf of Bodyscope of New York and 6 Weeks of Fitness, I want to thank you, Chevy, for coming on our show. And to my listeners, I truly hope this program was informative, encouraging, and inspiring, and that you will continue tuning in to our 6 Weeks of Fitness programs. And if you have any questions or comments, please do not hesitate to contact me or leave them on my 6 Weeks of Fitness blog at www.6weeks.com or email me at vince@6weeks.com. Take care and bye-bye.